1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Good Tuesday morning. How's Robin Mays?
We're good. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you digging the weather?
I'm liking the weather just fine.
It's just perfect.
As long as we don't blow away to Kansas again or anything, which is yeah. It's not going to happen, is it? We are going to be airborne again, aren't we?
Yeah, it's windy on and off all this week, but the temperature is well above normal for this time. This time of year, normal average temps are like upper 40s, yeah, lower 50s.
And that's good. I can yeah. do that.
Well, even that's fine.
But we still, dare I say, we still need some precipitation of some kind? A little?
Not till Friday. 40% chance.
Okay, well.
Look, can we talk about something important?
Isn't that important?
The little velvet thing that you're holding?
This little dog by the name of Axel. Oh, hi. His name is Axel. He is about 4 months old. We are told he is like a Australian Shepherd Heeler mix with the speckles and some small breed like Chihuahua or Min Pin or something. He's not even going to be 20 pounds. Smart as a whip. All of a sudden, we're getting a little stranger danger. He's backing up, and I had him on my shoulder a little bit ago. He was just a little leery of everything.
Wow, what a beautiful dog.
And our fosters have been taking him to obedience class, and he's a little stellar performer, sitting, walking on a leash, doing really, really well.
He's excelling.
He's excelling.
He's excelling.
He's
Axel, how did you acquire Axel?
Axel was surrendered to us. There was a litter somewhere, and they were giving him away, and they got to the hands of some young kids that parents said, nope. And so the parents were trying to find a place, and every place was full, so they brought Axel to us, and we found a foster, and Axel's doing well. He's only about 4 months old. So
that would be heartbreaking to have to surrender the...
This face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get pictures of it. Is Axel too young to be microchipped?
No, not too young to be microchipped. We're going to wait a couple months to get him neutered, and we usually do it at the same time. That way it's a quick pinch. It's like a piece of rice that goes under the skin. But we try and do it when they get neutered. That way they're under and they don't have to feel it.
But so soon to be fixed. And microchipped, he's hip, he's Axel.
He's Axel. Axel Rose, Axel Foley.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come up with, what Axel are you?
Is he normally this calm?
Can be.
Very mellow.
Yeah, a little bit, not a loud barker, not a whiny too much. Maybe a little bit if you're not paying attention and he wants to hang. But yeah. This is an amazing dog.
So, this portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, free quotes, superior service. Check them out on Facebook. Look at their website for videos and pictures of what they do. ProTeamDesign.com. How does he do in the shelter?
He does okay. He has a little exercise pen up front where he hangs out, so it's not so loud where the big dogs are. But he's still back. His foster family will pick him up again this afternoon, and he'll go back with them and plays great with their dogs. They have small to medium dogs. He plays great with them, does great with dogs, doesn't really care about cats. So he's a good boy.
You said he's not going to get much bigger than this?
Not really. He's not even going to... By the looking of the feet, he's not even going to be 20 pounds.
He's good size, though.
About 4 months now. Yep, he's about right.
He's black, he's tan, he's velvet-like coat and smaller build. Axel, see pictures in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
Franz, man. There's a party going on
right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One-man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
1077 The Island.
You have any upcoming spring events for Voice for Companion Animals?
Well, Taco Tuesday, we're going to be doing, I think, what's that, April 26th, something like that?
So we got some time.
We've got some time, yep. We've got, it's going to be a very large taco stand on a Taco Tuesday, even drive-through.
Where would you do that?
We're going to do it at Trinity United Methodist Church.
That sounds cool.
So my 4:30 to 7, we're going to do 3-pack, 6-pack, and a 12-pack.
I'll do 12.
Come, yeah, I know, right? Come eat with us, or we're going to have a drive-thru too. So come pick some up.
Fantastic.
Everybody's busy. I'm hoping for a great day, great turnout, and I know it'll be that time of weather where everybody is busy, 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 so it'll be fun.
Be events every weekend.
Yes, there will be.
We're about to get into that season.
And we're about to see every food truck available, which is awesome. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I know, me too. I can try something new all the time.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI. They strive to keep pets in their home with their caring owner, but they also have amazing pets available for adoption like Axel. Check out pictures of Axel in the blog section of theisland.com. Robin, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you for having us every week. We appreciate it.
At Voice for Companion Animals, my pleasure. And you're doing much needed work, and you need to hear that as frequently as possible.
No, we appreciate you having us every Monday and letting us bring one of our furries that we have. We know it's spring is almost sprung, so pretty soon we are going to be, along with everybody else, very, very full of cats and kittens and dogs and puppies. So if you're thinking of adopting, please do.
What you're holding in your hands right now is a good reminder of what would happen if Voice for Companion Animals and people like you and your volunteers were not here. What would become of Axel? There's no telling.
I don't know. I mean, we're blessed with a lot of wonderful people in our area that kind of do their own little thing and do the best they can themselves. We hear about, you know, people spaying and neutering these, you know, especially we talk about cats, and there's a lot of feral cats and cats in different pockets that people are trying to help with and spay and neuter. We're blessed. I mean, we're going on 11 years of being here, and starting out with our pet food pantry and our animals program and trying to help seniors and veterans keep their pets with them. But man, it's taken off, and every time we turn around, there's something else that we see a need to help with. So we're gonna keep trying to adjust our sails with the way the winds are blowing. So let's always something that we're into. So yeah, you just never know when with what need there's gonna be. So
do you find that God gives you what you need when you need it?
Yes, every time.
Isn't it seem every time?
And every time you get to, which has happened quite frequently now, is you get to almost your wit's end of like, okay, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'm just thinking that there's got to be something else. This is frustrating. And then before you know it, you have a new volunteer walk in the door, or a dog or cat that you've had for half a year or longer. Someone comes and says, hey, I heard about so-and-so. Can I meet him? And it's the most amazing fit. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's why we're doing this.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's you just never know where it's going to come from, whether it's going to come from someone coming in that say, hey, I saw what you did and I really appreciate it, or I heard about you. You know, whether they donate a can of food, you know, from their cat or dog that doesn't like it anymore or something, or they just stop in and say thank you, or hey, appreciate it. It's a boost. It's a much needed boost sometimes.
Well, you know, getting what you need when you need it sometimes is money. Sometimes it's repairs to the shelter. And sometimes it is that compliment or that adoption that you needed right when you needed it.
Yep. Right when, I mean, cause you know, we talk about it all the time. We don't have many cages at our building, especially on the cat side. So one cat adoption goes a long way to changing the dynamic. This past weekend, we had three. And
that's fantastic.
Two of them have been with us since last June or July. And they're kind of a bonded pair, Dina and Owen. And it's a fabulous, I talked to him this morning, it was a fabulous home. When that stuff happens, you take two out of our building that we're in a room, that opens up some other possibilities.
That's fantastic.
It's just,
it's got to be a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. And it, you know, and we probably don't take time enough to enjoy it like we should. Because right away it's like, okay, that's great. We're enjoying it. Okay, now what are we going to do? Because before we know it, here comes another one. And we are. We've already going to be taking another one today.
Is it hard sometimes? Do you get attached, more attached to the animals than you should?
Absolutely. Especially the longer that they're there. We just...
Sure.
Yeah, you just... Because you don't know when or if they're, you know, someone is going to come for them. And anything can happen. So you just take it one day at a time. Keep putting the word out that you've got this incredible animal. Maybe showcase something that you just learned about them after all this time. Maybe we learned something new. And you hope that the right person sees it. It's shares that we get on social media are huge. Our radio spot with you is huge because you never know who's going to be
listening,
you know, listening, flipping through channels going, hey, they're talking about a cat or dog. And I've been really been thinking about it, or so-and-so, you know, maybe you just recently lost one, or your pet seems, you know, hey, I'm kind of thinking about getting another one. Please
I
do.
I know animals are not humans, but how do their brains work, do you think? Do they, like, do they miss the fosters? Do they miss you when they get adopted, or they just move on?
I can tell you there's some that I swear
they remember you when you go back into their lives. Know that.
Oh yeah. They have a short-term memory. Oh my gosh, yeah, there are some that will walk in the door and make themselves at home again.
It's fantastic.
So yeah, it's can be a little bit odd. They're all different. All of ours are different.
Axel's face resting in.
Axel's like, if you guys are gonna keep talking, I'm out.
Resting it in Robin's arm, he's like half asleep. I hope that's not representative of some of our listeners. Hey, there's Robin and Fransman talking again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that woke him up.
Robin, thank you again.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate you guys.
See pictures of Axel in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.